This is Inside Agriculture. The Requiring Assistance to Meat Processors for Upgrading Plants or Ramp Up Act seeks to increase the nation's meat packing capacity. The bill was introduced last week by U.S. Representative Frank Lucas, an Oklahoma Republican, and also House Agriculture Committee Chairman Colin Peterson of Minnesota. Lucas said the legislation would establish a program to make facility upgrades to existing meat and poultry processors to help them move to federal inspection.
It became quite obvious to myself, Colin Peterson, and a number of my colleagues, we have to have more diversity in the meat processing industry in this country. And that's what the Ramp Up Act is all about. It's one of the many pieces of the puzzle, making sure that facilities have the ability to achieve the standard that will allow them to be USDA inspected. State inspection run is just as good as federal inspection. But if you're going to sell across state lines, if you're going to sell out of the country, you need that USDA stamp.
The legislation includes $80 million in mandatory funds, plus an additional $20 million in appropriated funds. The grants are worth up to $100,000 each.
And there's a one-to-one match, but we waived that for the first year because we've got to increase and expand our packing capacity. And if they don't, in 36 months, achieve federal inspection, then they've got to pay it back. This is our way, get more meat processing going in smaller and intermediate-sized plants, give producers more places to sell, give consumers more opportunities, more places to buy from.
Let's get another extension report now, this time from Slope County. Here is Shelby Houston, the Slope County Extension Agent, talking about they finally got some much-needed rain in the county.
Not quite, but yes, that rainwater has been such a blessing. So everything greened up a little bit. Haying, guys are going, they're trying to get it wrapped up. It was getting really brown, so they're really going before these couple of rains hit. Crops are looking pretty good. Let's see, our dams, of course, stock dams are a little bit fuller now. We have been taking the TDS meters out and checking those total dissolved solids. Everything in Fulton County has tested okay. However, I did speak with my neighbor down in Bowman County, the neighboring agent, and he said that he had a couple water bodies that did test in the unsafe level.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thanks for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.